Three of us spent the night on pushed-together pallets in the drunken disorderly cell. Jamie on the left, me on the right, young Bill Streeter in the middle. The simoom had begun to die, and until late we heard the sound of revels on the high street as DeBaria celebrated the death of the skin man. "What will happen to me, Cy?" Billy asked just before he finally fell asleep. "Good things," I said, and hoped Everlyn of Serenity would not prove me wrong about that. "Is it dead? Really dead, Cy Deschain?" "Really." But on that score, I meant to take no chance. After midnight, when the wind was down to a bare breeze and Bill Streeter lay in an exhausted sleep so deep even bad dreams couldn't reach him, Jamie and I joined Sheriff Peavy on the waste ground behind the jail. There, we doused the body of Ollie Ang with coal oil. Before setting match to it, I asked if either of them wanted the wrist clock as a souvenir. Somehow it hadn't been broken in the struggle, and the cunning little second hand still turned. Jamie shook his head.
"Nor I," said Peavy, "for it might be haunted. Go on, Roland, if I may call ye so."
"And welcome," I said. I struck the sulfur and dropped it. We stood watching until the remains of DeBaria's skin man were nothing but black bones. The wrist clock was just a charred lump in the ash. The following morning, Jamie and I rounded up a crew of men, more than willing they were, to go out to the rail line. Once they were there, it was a matter of 2 hours to put Smawtoot back on the double steel. Travis, the NG, directed the operation, and I made many friends by telling them I'd arranged for everyone in the crew to eat free at Racy's at top of day and drink free at the Busted Luck that afternoon. There was to be a town celebration that night at which Jamie and I would be guests of honor. It was the sort of thing I could happily do without. I was anxious to get home, and as a rule, company doesn't suit me. But such events are often part of the job. One good thing, there would be women, some of them no doubt pretty. That part I wouldn't mind, and suspected Jamie wouldn't either. He had much to learn about women, and DeBaria was as good a place to begin his studies as any. He and I watched Smawtoot puff slowly up to the roundway and then make its way toward us again, pointed in the right direction, toward Gilead. "Will we stop at Serenity on the way back to town?" Jamie asked, to ask if they'll take the boy in. "Aye, and the prioress said she had something for me. Do you know what?" I shook my head.